Chapter 2. Wei Wuxian was a little resentful about the fact that the first one of them that he met was a Grimm. It was probably the only reason he was still alive, of course. Not only was it innately good luck to meet one, apparently, but his uninvited guests had also found it funny that he'd run away screaming from a Grimm of all things. But he was still resentful. A supernaturally powerful, supernaturally large dog. And it was supposed to be good luck? Who in the world thought of something as stupid as that? Though maybe that answered the question. His uninvited guests, as he called them for lack of anything better to use, were very much not a part of the world as he knew it. He'd fallen into their clutches in the burial mounds, spent 3 years and a day with them in their world, while only 3 months and a day passed in his. And he'd learned many things. Some things he didn't especially want to learn. The rest he'd put together himself, developing demonic cultivation for nearly the entire stretch of those 3 years. And he'd hated that he had to be thankful to them for giving him the time he needed, to build the power he needed to do what he did, to defeat the Wen sect, to avenge his loved ones, to pretend, for a short while, to be normal. He hated that he'd had to come crawling back to them in the end. He hated living here in Yilin, in the burial mounds, where he had no choice but to cater to the bizarre and ever-changing whims of his stupid guests. All the time. Wei Gongxi, Wen Ning exclaimed, and he turned to look, surprised by the unusual vehemence. Wei Gongxi, we have a guest. Oh, there's no need for formality, a familiar voice laughed, silly and frivolous as it had always been. And Wei Wuxian had to rub his eyes and stare. But no, that really was Nie Huaisang. Wei Xiong doesn't have to put on airs. I'm an old friend, not a guest. Nie Xiong, Wei Wuxian said, trying to be polite. What are you doing here? And how did you get here? He wondered. None of his perimeter alarms had tripped, and Nie Huaisang had come apparently alone, without his saber, and so he couldn't have flown. He might almost have wondered, but no. Nie Huaisang might be lazy, might be a good-for-nothing, might be spoiled rotten, but he was still human. His uninvited guests weren't. I came to visit you, of course, Nie Huaisang said, his voice a gentle trill. I brought housewarming gifts, medicines, and plenty of meat. Wen Xiong's older sister already snatched the boxes away. Wen Ying looked rather stunned at the casually familiar form of address. I love what you've done with the place, Nie Huaisang added before Wei Wuxian could figure out what to say, and Wei Wuxian instantly tensed. There was no reason to. Jiang Cheng had visited, and he'd only seen the glamour. A small settlement, more sticks than people, poor and dirty. There was no way for an outsider to see the strange structures his guests had built, or that he'd built based on their designs. Angular and empty and entirely uninhabitable. He'd explained it to the Wen sect remnants a little desperately as being shrines to minor gods, which had worked fine right up until the first of the guests started visiting. It's humble, but it's ours, he forced himself to say. Any thoughts you have on decor would be most welcome. Nie Huaisang laughed at him, the sound infectious enough that Wei Wuxian found himself smiling along. Or at least he was smiling along right up until Nie Huaisang said, I don't know, a giant starfish made out of moonbright silver doesn't really scream humble to me. The smile was gone. You know moonbright silver? Wei Wuxian said, and his spine was suddenly stiff. Nie Huaisang, you're one of...
It's a matter that's generally considered up for debate, Nie Huaisang said, and had his eyes behind that ever-present fan of his always been so bright. Me and my brother, that is. Everyone's sure at least one of us is. But that's just a family joke.
A family joke? Wei Wuxian echoed. He felt a bit faint.
Oh, yes, Nie Huaisang said. The burial mounds are a relic of a war the Nie clan participated in many years ago. We were the ones who brought the neighbors. I think someone must have thought they'd like it, it being a giant hill and all that.
You know, you call them neighbors?
Aren't they? I've been visiting with them for years. We trade saber work for cleaning.
It was just stupid enough that Wei Wuxian thought it might even be true. And he had wondered at how efficiently his room in Qinghe had been cleaned the one time he'd stayed there. And, well, everyone had always said that the Nie sect was a bit odd. Unorthodox. Not as unorthodox as him, of course. But still.
Do you know how to make them go away?
He asked, without much hope.
Why would you want them to?
Nie Huaisang asked in return, looking sincerely puzzled by the question, as if the uninvited guests were anything more than a pest and a plague and an endless burden.
Anyway, I came to see if you'd like to join me in some dancing.
Wei Wuxian shuddered. He remembered the endless dances that didn't stop even when your feet bled and you begged for mercy, the beautiful food that couldn't be eaten and the disgusting stuff that could be, the laughter and the mockery, the beauty and the horror, all mixed together until he didn't know which was which.
Don't worry, Nie Huaisang said, patting him on the arm. I'll make sure it's a nice one.
And it was, strangely enough. The uninvited guests that Wei Wuxian had toiled so long and so hard to assuage seemed quite fond of Nie Huaisang, plucking at his clothing and hair and skin as if he were a guqin. And he liked them back, laughing with them. He stage whispered in Wei Wuxian's ear that they were all mad for his brother, and that kicked off a conversation amongst them that proved that they really were. Even the dancing itself was not so bad. They were allowed to stop, for one thing.
What did you meet when you first arrived?
Nie Huaisang asked lazily when they were taking a break, lying down on blankets that were laid out along the knot lawn underneath the knot sky. It can be important sometimes.
A grim, Wei Wuxian admitted,
and Nie Huaisang laughed high and clear.
What does that mean?
Just think of it as good luck.
I've heard that, he said, irritated.
But why is it good luck? What does it mean?
Nie Huaisang laughed again.
A grim is a protector, he said. It summons stormy weather and smells of death, making it seem vile, but it defies the profane and bars entry against evil, preserving the safety of those within its domain. Fond of moonlight and wine, it means that you were born to save lives.
That didn't sound that bad, even if it was a dog.
Why is it funny, then?
Nie Huaisang's teeth are white in the dark.
Nothing ever specified what lives. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback.
both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.